We're back on In Focus, News Radio KMAN, joined on the phone this next segment by Ann Smith, Executive Director of the Flint Hills Area Transportation Authority. Ann, it's good to talk to you again.
Good to talk to you, too. Thank you for having me this morning.
You betcha. We wanted to kind of find out how Attabus has been impacted by the COVID-19 pandemic. Are you guys still running normal operations right now?
We are right now, although starting next week, we will be running our Saturday schedule in Manhattan every day. So we're just the same hours, but we will be running just our Saturday schedule. We also, for those folks who use demand response, they will need to know that our subscriptions are being suspended. And we will schedule only trips for the up to 24 to 48 hours in advance. Normally, we would do 14 days, but we feel that this is a better option to protect the public and our staff as well.
And how many buses do you run on the Saturday schedule?
It will be four.
Four buses, okay, and and there is a seating limit on that with the
yes.
Guidelines here from the governor.
Right. So last week we started limiting the capacity on the buses. So now maximum number of people on the bus will be 10, including the driver, and we ask that riders not sit in the first two rows of seats.
Okay. Have you seen? Since this has all been going on here the last 2 weeks, have you seen an increase in ridership, or has that decreased a little?
No, we've seen a significant decrease, which is, I think, to be expected. People
right.
are not going out. They're practicing social distancing. So I think that's a very good indicator that our community is heeding the warnings from the local authorities. At the same time, we have people who need the service and who are riding it, going to work, going to doctor's appointments. So those people, we've had a number of phone calls from those people who are very grateful that we're operating. So I think under normal circumstances, we always want to see ridership rising. But under this circumstances, we totally expect and would be a little worried if ridership was on the increase.
Yeah, it's certainly a vital service here, and kind of at a weird juncture, I suppose, that you want to see riders, but then again, you don't want to see too many people
right.
accessing the service. It's interesting. I'm curious, how have you guys practiced, I guess, the social distancing? Maybe have you
mm-hmm.
done any more deep cleaning of the buses?
Yes. So, yes, 2 weeks ago, we started increasing our daily disinfecting using, we normally, throughout the flu season, regularly fog the buses with a disinfectant fog. But we started doing daily disinfectant cleaning, and that includes our building as well. This past Sunday, we have a company that's coming in every week, and they're doing an electrostatic disinfectant for every bus as well. So that's even another layer of disinfecting that we're implementing. We do ask riders who, if they have a cough, if they're not feeling well, please don't get on the bus. And we want to encourage riders to practice the social distancing, wash your hands, do all of the things that the health department is recommending for keeping our community safe.
All right. Again, you mentioned beginning Monday you'll be running the Saturday routes. I'm curious, what is, for those that don't know, what does that entail?
The primary thing, I think, for people to understand is that the frequency with which the buses will come around will be once an hour. So during Monday through Friday, we have two more buses on route, and we have 30-minute frequency on a number of locations, but all of the buses starting Monday will have an hour frequency. Some of on Saturday, some of our stops where businesses aren't open, those are, we don't go to those locations. But the primary thing is that it will be an hour frequency. So folks that use it regularly will need to go to our website at flinthillsatabus.com. You're more than welcome to call up and speak with dispatch. They will help walk you through. If you've never ridden the bus on Saturday, we have the brochure on the website. We also, I would tell you, go to Google Maps, and there is a transit option, and it will help you plan your trip. Saturday services are on there, and so that's a good way to plan a trip if you've never used the Saturday service before.
Okay. And if they have any questions, what's the phone number for you?
We are at 537-6345. You can push 3 for the dispatch supervisor. Her name is Angie, and she'll be more than happy to walk you through any questions that you have. I would add one other thing real quickly. Mm-hmm. If you think you want to come up to the building, we've implemented social distancing protocols as well there. So we would ask, if possible, that you call or email us. But if you need to come to the building, just know that you'll need to ring the doorbell and someone will meet you in the foyer.
Okay. Well, Atabus is such an important part of our general public transportation needs here in Manhattan. We appreciate Ann coming on here and talking about it. Ann, thank you so much.
Thank you very much. Have a great day.
You too. Again, Ann Smith, Executive Director, Flint Hills Area Transportation Authority. We'll continue. Next, we'll talk Manhattan Emergency Shelter with Emily Wagner after this.